Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. I think this is a very important question to ask while we're having this conversation, debate, however you want to phrase it. 913-586-7965. Right now, I would say the Chiefs are looking for potentially two things as the trade deadline is coming. We are exactly 2 weeks away from the trade deadline. I do think the Chiefs are going to do something. I don't think they're taking a big swing. I don't think the Chiefs need to take a big swing. They're getting a lot of guys healthy. They're currently playing as well as any team in the National Football League. I don't think they're mortgaging the future, so to speak, to go get somebody. The debate right now is, would you like for them to go pick up a running back or go pick up a defensive lineman? Now, I think this is very important, I think, to frame this conversation. Rob, are you looking for a defensive lineman that can get after the quarterback or a defensive lineman to be a part of a rotation and help you stop the run? Because if we are talking about the Chiefs spending a sixth or a seventh round pick and you are expecting that player to get after the quarterback, I think you're wasting your money and your resources. I just don't think that player is available at that asking price if that's what you're trying to do. But if the thought process is we just lost no more arm and lot, we're looking for another body to put in the rotation, then I would say don't trade for anybody. We all know that there are free agents right now that are out there working out that would desperately love to get back in the NFL that you can get for a league minimum and not give up a single draft pick. I'd bring a couple of those guys in and work them out. I bring in a couple of those guys in. You got the bye week coming up in a little bit. You bring somebody in, you work them out, you put them on the practice squad, you elevate them, and you go from there. If that's what we're talking about, because this would be my fear. I was here last year when the Chiefs made a trade to go get Joshua Uche, and we were pointing at a player in 2022 that was really good, that had 11 and a half sacks. He couldn't get on the field last year for the Kansas City Chiefs. He had 7 tackles last year and didn't get a sack and didn't seem to fit. You could have brought Joshua Uche back if you wanted to. He signed a 1 year, $1.192 million deal. He currently can't get on the field for the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, maybe Joshua Uche is just not an NFL player. So my point is, if you are talking about spending in that sixth or seventh round range for a player, I just don't think there's one that is A, going to be able to get to the quarterback, or B, make a noticeable difference, where I do think you could find that player at running back for a very cheap acquisition cost. He's not making any money, probably still on his rookie deal, and I think you can take a noticeable step forward with a running game right now that, yes, the offense is fantastic. If you look at their top three running backs so far through the first 7 weeks of the season, they're averaging 3.8 yards per carry, and Patrick Mahomes is still their best running back, and we're at the midway point in the season. They need a boost in the running game in some capacity. So whether that's Breshard Smith taking over and getting more carries, whether it's Isaiah Pacheco, I don't care what it is at this point, but I still will maintain they need a little bit more of a punch in the run game. I just don't know where it's coming from right now.
So, to answer your question,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I want them trading, using the more premium asset for a pass rusher. And I'm happy you brought up the Joshua Uche trade, because I would do something like that again this season. I also would tell you, I don't think the Josh Uche trade was a bad. I just don't know it didn't work in Kansas City. He's been better in Philadelphia than he was in Kansas City.
I mean, I'm with you. He virtually did nothing
he
for the Kansas City Chiefs.
He's doing
next to nothing with Philadelphia. He has 11 tackles and one sack in Philadelphia. Now, I'm with you. He's certainly better than he was last year.
He's a fine rotational pass rusher. He's not a difference maker, but he's a fine player that situationally you can get the most out of.
So let me ask you this right now. Thanks for bringing him up. You're telling me right now if they trade a sixth-round pick for Joshua Uche, would you make that trade? Because
yes.
You are the biggest on hoarding draft picks.
Yes.
I never met somebody likes to hoard more draft picks than you do.
Yes.
So right now you're telling me you would trade for Joshua Uche, a Joshua Uche type.
Yes. We can go back in time and we can use the Melvin Ingram example. Now, I know Melvin Ingram had marginal statistical impact in Kansas City, but it was a player who helped the depth and improve your pass rush in Kansas City, and you gave up a nothing draft pick to do it. That's the kind of move I'm looking to make. Now, as far as D-tackle, they need a body, but we actually see D-tackle the same way. They need to find a Mike Pinnell type on the waiver wire. They need to find
I guess my question would be is, why are they looking for a Mike Pinnell type when they had Mike Pinnell on the team and just let him go?
So I think
for nothing. They didn't trade him.
Correct.
He couldn't make the team.
So I think it's two different conversations. I think they need that body, but we can have the conversation of, did they screw up by getting rid of that literal body? I'm open to that conversation, because I remember at the time, and now I definitely am thinking it, why did you get rid of Mike Pinnell? He costs nothing and he has value, and now they have very thin depth. And I'm just using him as a waiver wire example. I would pick up a D-tackle off the waiver wire, and I would trade up to a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, conditional, whatever, to get a Joshua Uche, Melvin Ingram type of pass rusher. I don't have the text line up. I'm sure they have some wild ideas on how to improve
pass
rush.
I'm seeing some people
rush.
Throw out Calais Campbell as a player. I mean, Calais Campbell's 39 years old, so you're talking about just a hired gun at this point.
Mm-hmm.
If you go get Calais Campbell, he's on a one-year, $5 million deal for the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals are, they're the Arizona Cardinals. They appear like they're going to be out of it here very, very soon.
Yeah, the Cardinals, the other part of this conversation, the Cardinals kind of fit into a box that a lot of teams fit into. I think they're out of it, but their record would tell you they're not technically out of it. They're kind of in no man's land. Are they giving up on Calais Campbell while they sit in no man's land?
Are you making a trade for Calais? Let's say right now Arizona says they want a fourth for Calais Campbell. You making that trade?
Not for Campbell, no. I would rather take it.
I would say that he's one of the better options that you could possibly get so far this season. He's a proven defensive lineman. He has 3 sacks so far this season, and despite his age, he's been very, very healthy in his career. He played in 17 games last year, played in 17 games 2 years ago, and has played in all 7 games so far this season. Calais Campbell's not a bad pick if that's what you're trying to do. Now, I'm guessing that Kansas City will not be the only team that's very interested in Calais Campbell if we're talking about that they're going to go out there and look, guy on a one-year deal, aspiring deal, maybe trying to go get himself a ring, trying to get to the NFL playoffs. So, like, I certainly think he would be one of those kind of players that would be available. I also just don't think he's going to be cheap to go pick up, but cheap by the trade standards.
I also would say I don't know the Chiefs like Campbell the same way the text line does, because how many times in his NFL career has Calais Campbell been a free agent and he's never been linked to Kansas City?
I would say
City,
that's the same
once.
Thing for Jadeveon Clowney. Clowney has been available six times too. Chiefs ain't never brought Clowney in for a workout. Clowney ain't never been to Gates before.
Clowney only comes when he put the opponent. And even then the Chiefs don't dap him up after the game. Get out of the stadium.
Yeah, and then when it comes to some of these, now I understand that, you know, what you potentially were looking for in April and May could be looking for something very different now. So I don't want to make it seem like just because they made this decision, I mean, they let Derek Nnadi go and then traded right back for him before the season began. But you could have got Campbell. He signed a 1-year, $5 million deal. If you were uninterested in this move a couple of months ago, why would you now be in a position where you would trade, I would say, a decent asset to go acquire that player? You could have had Campbell for nothing. He signed a 1-year deal and got $4 million guaranteed and a $2 million signing bonus. Campbell could be on a contending team right now for no money he could be on. But he chose to sign with Arizona. We all know Arizona wasn't going to be good this year. He did what a lot of old people do. They went to Phoenix to retire is what he did. You had a chance. He had a chance. A lot of teams would have taken that player on a 1-year nothing kind of deal. But he chose to go play for the Cardinals for whatever reason.
I mean, how much? To be fair, DeAndre Hopkins decided to play for the Titans for whatever reason.
We know what the reason was. They paid him.
Julio Jones made the same decisions. Like
everybody, that's where old receivers go to die. They go play for the Titans.
They literally just cut Tyler Lockett. He was an old receiver.
Yeah, I'm telling you, old receivers. They go play for them. I told you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.